Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Jarrell Harrison, head football coach for your Adams State Grizzlies. Coach, good to see you again.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate you having us on, and I enjoy doing it every time.
Yeah, I love talking about Grizzly football. We're getting you're getting ready to be in the thick of it.
Yeah,
you're getting ready.
No, I'm in it. I mean, we're in the woods now, man.
Yeah, starting practice coming up, right?
Yeah, so you know, the boys report tomorrow. You know, we start meetings and do all of the administration stuff, and then practice Friday morning, 8:30.
Nice. What's that like for you right now in the next 24, 48 hours as you're getting ready to do that?
You know, there's a lot of different emotions, right? You're very excited to have guys here. You know, you're double, triple checking, making sure all your schedules are good, and, you know, you got everything in a row and ready to go for these guys. And so just checking and making sure, triple checking, double checking, and then so it's a lot of excitement, but a lot of anxiousness of making sure we got everything ready to go.
Yeah. Who's what changes have you made to your coaching staff? You got changes to your coaching staff going in the 2024 season, Coach?
Yeah, so we have a new offensive line coach, run game coordinator, Jeff Fantuzzi. Played his ball at Central Michigan University and has been a Division II coach recently at Northern Michigan University in the Glenaqua Green Valley and all of those guys, right? With great addition, great energy to the room. And so we're super excited about what he brings. Henry Flickinger is coming from Western New Mexico, which is our first game.
Yep, you open there.
Yeah. And so I've known him for a few years, met him through the coaching world, and we had a linebacker position open, and I've always was very fond of how he handled his business, so double back on that, and I think we got a good one. He'll also coordinate our special teams as well, and so I'm excited about those changes, and then added some graduate positions, or graduate assistant positions, which, you know, gives younger guys an opportunity to coach, and right. At this level, you know, give them their own room, too. So they have a lot of responsibility.
Right.
So Damari Reynolds, he was a cornerback here in 2016, graduated. And so he was a assistant coach at Mullen High School in Denver, the head coach at Kennedy High School, and was excited and wanted to get into coaching. And we had a spot for him, and so he's back.
Nice.
Eric Daniels was a safety my first year as head coach here and got his graduate degree from here. And so he's back on to coach our safety. And so we've built a family atmosphere to bring these guys back and give them an opportunity to coach, and obviously keeping that coaching tree kind of going through the coaching world.
The offensive coach you brought in, your offensive line coach, what kind of offensive line does he find himself? Is he going to inherit? Who have you brought in on the offensive line for him?
So last year we started two freshmen. And Nance Cabasag and Daniel Herrera, they're back with a great offseason under their belt. Our senior, Matangi DuPont from Hawaii, he's been here since 2020, so he's an older guy, man.
Fifth-year guy or somewhere in there.
I was just joking with him. I might have to hold him out some days like an NFL vet, you know what I mean? And so we got those three starters back with a lot of guys that had a lot of experience. Luis Gastelum was a freshman, had a lot of experience. He's back. But we added a lot of transfers as well to kind of bring some experience to that group. Caleb Williams, Matt Williams.
Offensive line guys.
Nashawn Conway from Notre Dame College, they shut down. And so their guys were allowed to kind of go be recruited right away.
Right.
And so they're a championship team in their conference. So he's coming bringing a wealth of experience. Evan Douglas from Santa Ana College in Southern California. Ryan Braun from Littleton, Colorado, Littleton High School.
Nice.
We've gotten five guys out of there in the past two seasons.
Out of Littleton.
Yeah, out of Littleton High School. So done a good job up there. Also, we did a good job in Boulder. We got a trio up from Fairview. The quarterback.
That's a good school.
Yeah, we got the quarterback and his two top wide receivers. So
freshman.
Yeah, freshman.
Incoming so freshman.
Reisner, Jace Hines, and Holly. And so Holly's a 10-6 kid too, a track guy. So we got to make sure Russ stays away, doesn't come get him too early, right? We'll get him in the off season.
You sound excited as you should be, but you sound excited about the players coming in that are joining Adams State this year.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm excited about the returners we have too. We got a lot of guys with experience, but I think, you know, our coaches did a really good job in the spring, going to find some good ball players that fit what we're trying to do. And so, you know, I think every coach is excited right now.
Yeah.
I don't care what level. You can go ask Sean Payton with the Broncos, right?
Right, everyone's excited.
So we got to go out there and put the work in. But I think we've done a good job of adding competition to the room, but also developing the young talent that we had in the room. And now they're sophomores with a lot of game experience.
Yeah. So. When you think about your upcoming preseason practices, you're going to start that here Friday coming up. You're starting that going into, you're about 3 weeks out from the opening game. What's the focus of those practices when you're breaking down your offense, defense? What do you need to get done as a team, as an offensive, defensive unit over the next period of weeks going into that season opener with Western New Mexico at Rex Field, by the way?
Yeah, at Rex Field, 6 p.m., be there, right?
Right.
And so the things that you want to see, right, fundamentals, technique, execution. And we want to get that those things done from day one. And so a lot of individual drills, then you're bringing in the team. But I think the fundamentals is the things that we want to get down. That way when we go to these team drills, we're executing at a high level. And so those are big things for myself and our coaching staff to get done.
How much work, how much energy, how much hitting in preseason practice are you looking to do this year, same as the past year? Have you changed any of that? What does that look like for you? Because I know you like to kind of, you're focused on drills. You're focused on getting things down.
Yeah.
Not so much, though, hitting.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
And so I think you got to be adjustable as a head coach, right? And so, no, not as we won't do as much as years past, particularly when I played or even in the recent future, right? And so for us, particularly here at Adams State, we want to pay attention to our guys. And meaning, you know, how many routes or how many miles did they run the day before? Did we do a lot of 7-on? Did we do a lot of 1-on-1s? Well, then today maybe we need to dial it back. And so we have to pay attention to, okay, how are our ones and twos feeling today? And do we need to go 3 days in pads?
You know?
And so ours is a day-by-day feeling, week-by-week feeling, but we will pick and choose when we have to get physical all the way to the ground because there's ways to teach. And I think in today's age, you got to keep these guys fresh physically so the mental works as well.
Yeah, and that's been that's a change through the decades, through the generations, when you look at preseason football practices. Yeah. It's kind of common these days in terms of what you're describing there. But when you think of who's going to bring the hits for the Grizzlies this year on the defensive side, who's going to lay someone out, who do you look at?
So we got returner Trey Donetso. He walk on 3 years ago, and he has been a 3-year starter. And so we're excited about him at our nickel position, safety position. Christian Tole.
That kid, by the way, because I've seen him.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought him up because I can see him last couple years. He's a headhunter.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he's very exciting player to watch in your defensive backfield.
No doubt. And, you know, buck 85, buck 80, right? And he's not scared of anybody.
Right.
And so it's – and to bring up, you know, his freshman year, the last three games he started, and there was a running back about 230 coming downhill at him. He chopped him down, no problem. And that's when I knew, okay, this kid's not afraid of anything. Right?
Yeah, I've liked watching your defensive backfield. Yeah. I will say that. You have some guys back there that want to hit.
Yeah, no doubt. And so now getting, you know, the full defensive picture on the same page. And so at the middle linebacker spot, I think I got one of the best in the conference in Christian Tole. And so he was out last season but is ready to go this year. And so his energy, his leadership, his approach to the game, is a great student as well. A guy you don't have to worry about, but he's also a playmaker. And so we're excited to get him on the field too. And, you know, our defensive line has grown up a lot. We played a lot of freshmen there too and added some JUCO transfers. And so Delson DiCalio is going to be a senior for us at the defensive line position, and returning Labario Mays, who was a freshman last year. Devontae Matthew, who had the big pick against Fort Lewis to end the game, he's back.
Yeah.
And so excited about those guys on defense.
You know, when I think of the Grizzlies, particularly the last 2 years, and that's kind of where my memory goes back to, just the last couple of seasons, I'm thinking last season too. If there's a criticism of the Grizzlies the last couple of years, it's been either given up the big play at the wrong time. You're in the game, you're in the game, you're in the game, and a big play happens, or turning the ball over on the offensive side. Those turnovers, those little things, it just seems like it's little things that is holding the Grizzlies back, holding you back a little bit.
Absolutely.
You're in every game.
Yeah.
You're competitive as heck, and it's fun to watch.
Right.
It just comes down to a couple of key moments, it seems like. First half, second half, and you're like, oh.
I think there's a lot of things that go into that, right? Obviously, win the game, right? Now, those things affect the game at a high level, whatever level you're playing at. And so the maturity of our guys, our competitive maturity, as we talk about in our program, needs or improved in the offseason, and that's what we talked about, being able to not worry about what is happening in the game at all, whether we're up or down, doesn't matter, right? And that's our freshman growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one time we looked out there, we counted as coaches where six of our 11 starters on offense were freshmen that day.
Wow.
Right, yeah. So it's a little growing up factor, right, too. But also those reps, those experiences that you have in those moments where you were let down of a turnover, right? And so our emphasis as well, and we just talked, met as coaches, it's all about the ball. That's what we're on, turnover margin. And those affect a lot of football games and a lot of teams. And if you look at win percentage over the last decade, turnover margin affects that. And so we're talking about taking care of the ball and taking it away on defense. And so those are going to be our goals this year, of being high in that turnover margin, and then see where we land in that win and that win and loss margin.
Yeah, I think those are the little things. I'm glad to hear that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to look at the offensive backfield, talk to Coach Harrison about who's quarterback in the Grizzlies this year. We'll be right back.
Are you a member of the Monta Vista Co-op? Now is the best time to become a member and take advantage of the benefits. Propane, oil, crop protection, drone application, farm and ranch supplies, and much more. Visit mvcoop.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram for all company sales, promotions, community events, and job opportunities. Serving our community since 1949, the Monta Vista Co-op is committed to providing the highest quality products and services. Call us at 719-852-5181 or visit our website, mvcoop.com today. Monta Vista Co-op, community committed, agriculturally driven.
Hey, we're back. We're with Jarrell Harrison, head football coach at Adams State. They start their season against Western New Mexico September 7th at Rex Field. It's a 6 o'clock kickoff. Last year, coach, you went through a couple of quarterbacks, got injured. I mean, you were down to, I think you went to your third string eventually, or you were going through some quarterback.
We were in the first game.
Yeah. Where are you? Who's the signal caller? What's that look like for you this year?
Yeah, and so there's one quarterback you saw last year, Chase Nelson, number 12, freshman from Oregon. He's back. And we're going to start with him. He started all spring, so he has a lot of experience, 3 games, a lot of spring reps. And then we brought in a transfer in Alex Grotto from San Mateo Junior College, a really good JUCO championship pedigree. And so he's going to compete. And then Montana also, Neustadter, who played 5 games last year, did some really good things for us. So we got 3 guys who are very experienced. And then Rowan Reisner, too, as well, from Fairview High School, Boulder, Colorado. And so we got 4 quarterbacks. 3 who we think that are ready to compete right now. And so it'll be an interesting battle. And so we're confident in all 3 of them.
That's a really, I mean, obviously it's a critical position, but when I'm thinking again, the last couple of years, you had good running backs.
Yeah.
You had good wide receivers.
Yeah.
Your offensive backfield, your wideouts were very good.
Yeah.
And competitive off the line.
Absolutely.
It was your QB position that you've not had the consistency. You've had some good QBs back there.
Yeah.
It's just not either been consistent on the performance or they got hurt.
Right.
And you had to switch it up there. But the rest of your backfield and your offensive receivers have been pretty good.
And you're absolutely right. You hit it on the head. Whether it's injury, whether it's, play. I mean, the first game last year, we lost Markell in the first half. You know what I mean?
Right. And you were counting on him.
Yeah. That was a big-time senior, right? And so the most continuity we've had is the six games Markell started 2 years ago, right? And we played really well down that stretch. So I understand, Coach Adrian Riley understands the continuity, the leadership, the playmaking at the quarterback spot is very, very important, is paramount, right? And so if we need to find a consistent playmaker, find that consistent leader back there and roll with that, because if we can get that, everything else around them will take care of itself.
And you've had good offensive line play. I'm just pinning it on your QB because that's been inconsistent.
Well, that's the quarterback spot too. That's the spot where we got to play, and we got to play well. I don't care if you're playing for Alamosa High School or the Denver Broncos.
Right.
Everyone knows where the quarterback is, right?
Right. And you can tell. Come on. What about your running backs this year? What does that look like in your wideouts? Because again, those have been two areas.
Yeah.
Where I've thought Adam State was really impressive.
Absolutely. And so our running back room is really talented. Dalen Bodie is back. We lost him in the second game, too. I think that changed our offense a lot last year.
Yeah.
But he's very talented, very experienced, too. Everything you're looking for in a running back. And so he returns, and we're excited about him. We have our young gun, Jordan Neeson, from Wellington, Colorado, Pewter High School, who had a lot of reps last year, too, as a freshman. Hurt his ankle and then fought through it, so that was good as a freshman. And so he's gotten a lot stronger, a lot bigger, walking around at 185 now. So he's grown up a little bit. And so we're excited about those two guys. We also added Jordan Smith. He started his career at Eastern Illinois, then Colorado State, and now he's with us. So he is a nice-looking running back, so we can't wait to get him going. And so our room is very exciting. Bryson McClonga from Littleton High School, too, is coming off an ACL. And so we're going to ease him back in, but he's a good back. But we'll wait for him to come along. But our top three, four backs are ready to go.
And your field goal kicker?
Yeah. So we got three kickers, man. I got one place kicker. I got a punter. And so we're ready to go there. You know, that was 2 years ago. I didn't have one, you know what I mean? From injury or whatever it is. So Bryson Gardner will be our place kicker, field goal kicker. Trevor Allen will do our punts and kickoffs. And so two guys that Trevor Allen got a lot of experience as a freshman doing our kickoffs last year. And so he'll punt as well. Bryson Gardner had the three-game freshman rule, so we were able to get him in there on the road game at West Texas A&M, I believe, and at Colorado Mines. So he has a little experience, but love his accuracy, love his work ethic, too. He's a kicker. You know, those guys are – they love their work, and so he's that.
When you see some of these high school players coming in, some of the JUCO transfers coming in that you're bringing in, some of the transfers, what do you get from them or what do you hear from them when they talk about Division II football and the speed of it, the skill of it? Division II football, NC2A Division II football, highly competitive, really fun to watch. And sometimes you wonder how these kids adjust to that game at that level, and I wonder about that.
Yeah, and I think there's an adjustment, absolutely. This is some really good football. You know, I'm a former Division I player who – when I first got here, I was like, I saw Pueblo, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
That looked like some linemen I played with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a very talented.
And you got some big guys.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and so it's getting them to understand, hey, this is a different game than JUCO. But that adjustment, it's not really the field. It's everything off the field, right, of being in the right place at the right time. Because they're talented, just like the guys we have in this conference. And so I heard this quote the other day, when talent meets talent, that's when talent is no longer enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so what can I get these guys to do extra, whether it's extra film, extra weights, extra whatever it is, to be good, to beat these teams, right? And so we got a great conference, man, from top to bottom.
Really good conference.
And you got to be ready every week. When you talk about Big Tens and SECs, well, we're in the one of the – we can – when you talk Division II ball, we can, you know – equate that in a per capita sense, right, of really good football.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference is highly competitive Division II football. It's a championship-level Division II football, RMAC football. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to go through the schedule with Coach Harrison. Again, they start September 7th against Western New Mexico. They have some interesting games on the schedule. We'll talk about that. We'll be right back.
Join us every Wednesday at Mercadillo en el Río at the Rio Grande Farm Park. Únete a nosotros todos los miércoles, Mercadillo en el Río, locado en el Parque de la Granja del Río Grande. Grab dinner for the night and groceries for the week. compra una cena y los comestibles de la semana.
What started as a farm stand with a few farmers has grown into a thriving market with fresh organic produce grown right on the property.
Lo que comenzó como un puesto de granja con unos pocos agricultores se ha convertido en un próspero mercado con productos frescos y orgánicos cultivados en la propiedad.
Our community farmers are joined by local artists, musicians, performers, and makers.
A los agricultores de nuestra comunidad se unen artistas, músicos y creadores locales.
We hope you'll join us this summer at Rio Grande Farm Park.
Esperamos que te unas a nosotros este verano en Rio Grande Farm Park.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 7 p.m. through October 2nd.
Todos los miércoles de 3 a 7 p.m. hasta el 2 de octubre.
Experience a farmer's market with a heartbeat.
Disfruta de un mercado de agricultores con corazón.
Hey, we're with Darrell Harrison, head football coach at Adams State. We're going to go through the Grizzlies football schedule. They open up September 7th at Rex Field against Western New Mexico. And then I'm really intrigued, coach, after that season opener, you travel to West Texas, to Midland, Texas, to take on UT Permian Basin.
Yes.
We talked about how competitive division is in our MAC.
Yeah.
UT Permian was in the Division II championship game a year ago, right?
No, they made the second round.
Got you.
Colorado Mines was in the championship game. So we got a bunch of guys, bunch of good teams, right? But Permian Basin also won the Lone Star Conference last year, which is a very tough conference as well within our region. And they're currently ranked number 19 in the country preseason. And so they're going to be a talented football team. We got to go down there 9 hours and – you know, you hear all the lore of Midland, Texas, or Texas football, but we're going to be ready, and we're excited about it, and can't wait to get down there.
I'm going to try to make that game, but I want to go back to the season opener against Western New Mexico because I think that is a good season opener for you to get.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Western New Mexico, they're going to have a talented football team. We have to, and they play the week before. They play a week zero game, so they'll have one under the belt.
Gotcha.
And so we got to be ready to play. We got to prepare and be ready to play our best football game. But the biggest thing for us is going to be to start the football game strong, right? And so we talk about starters and then the middle eight for us too as well. The last 4 minutes of the half, then the first 4 minutes coming out of the half, how do we react, right? And then you talk about the fourth quarter and then the last 5 minutes. And so we're going to break the game down in those senses and try to win those, and then we'll come out on the end with the outcome that we want if the process is right.
So you got Western New Mexico on the 7th, you go to UT Permian on the 14th, you travel to Gunnison, Western Colorado on September 21st, and you close September with a game homecoming on the 28th against CSU Pueblo.
Yeah, we got 3 weeks right there with possible top 25 teams, right? And you're talking about one of the toughest, you know, schedules of Division II. Wherever, right? And so we're excited about going up to Gunnison. I mean, you know, you talk to anybody about that game, whether they're on the Western side or the Adams State side. It's a very competitive game, very fun game to be a part of. I've been a part of a lot of rivalries in high school, college. The Colorado Classic is one of the best in the country, bar none. And so we're excited to go up there to their new stadium and play. And that's one that we're going to be jacked up and ready to play because the trophy's been going way too long.
Nice, nice. After CSU Pueblo, you get to go to Tim Walz's alma mater,
Chadron State.
Yeah.
That's a tough place to play, right? We got to fact check this. It's, you know, from what I hear, it's been 30 plus years since we've won at Chadron State.
Really?
Yeah, and so it's been since the 90s. A win on their field, whether it was NAIA or Division II. But we went down there 2 years ago, and I thought we had the game. We ended up losing 29-27. And so we're excited. They're a good football team, very well coached. Jay Long has been there a long time. And so they're a very experienced coaching staff. But we're excited that conference standings came out, and we feel, you know, that 4-8, 3-8 spot is up, is up for grabs. And so we have to do what we need to do in the process standpoint to go out there and get the outcome we need.
Yeah, it'd be nice to win in Nebraska. And then you come home against Colorado Mesa, and then you got Colorado School of Mines, so back-to-back there.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about School of Mines.
Yeah.
What makes them such a consistent, competitive program these days? That's an impressive program.
It's very impressive. The young men are impressive, the coaches, you know, all around, right? I think there are a few things, and I've talked about this a lot. You know, I think the things that they pour into their program, they want to win, right? Yeah. And I'm not just talking about from a player or coach's standpoint, right? I'm talking alumni, you know, everyone is bought in. But then you talk about, I think they have a niche educationally where they get these players who necessarily, yes, they love playing football, right? But, you know, and we're winning. But I'm not going to necessarily hit the transfer portal just because I'm not playing right now. Because I am a petroleum engineer. This is what I love to do. So right. They have a very unique niche than anyone else. So they could keep a player 4 to 5 years because that person loves that education and can't possibly get that at another school that provides football at that high of a level, right? Yeah. And so I think they've done a great job of finding their niche of players, whether it's Texas, Colorado, and they've built on that momentum. I mean, they had a 4-year starter at quarterback, and I think when you do those type of things as well, you're setting yourself up for success from a leadership standpoint for 4 years of someone who's experienced at the signal calling position.
You know, that's a really impressive program, Colorado Mines. After them, you have, for me, what looks like pretty 4 winnable games. Mm-hmm. You got New Mexico Highlands, you're closing the season for this 4 weeks. New Mexico Highlands on the road, Fort Lewis at Rex Field. You go to South Dakota, Black Hill State, and then you have South Dakota Mines at home in Rex.
Yeah.
The front end of the schedule looks tough.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be ready.
Absolutely.
Middle back after might looks like. Right. You could close with some momentum. I don't know.
Absolutely. I mean, we're very confident about those games as well. We've been competitive in all of those games where they were winnable. I mean, even Mesa, we won that game 2 years ago, right? And so every team you just named, whether it was a 3-point game or a touchdown game, we've been in games whether it was on the road or at here at Rex Field. Now it's time to go take that next step and win those games and get that win column up.
Yeah. I would encourage people to come out and support the Grizzlies because a couple of things. One, the brand of football is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Fast,
absolutely. Yeah.
A lot of skilled players, fun to watch, good hitting. I mean, I love Division II football. Adams State plays a competitive brand of Division II football. Get more people into that stadium. We got to keep working on those home crowds to get people to show up, particularly as you go down the stretch.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and – You've been around athletics long enough, the crowd does play a factor.
Yeah.
Particularly just from a, you know, a player standpoint of hearing it getting juiced up, you know. And even in football, right, getting loud for the third down offense and they can't hear anything. But also, too, we got to do our part and win those games. And, you know, if you win, they will come, right? And so we're excited to get back out there and prove who we are. But like you said, I think we play an exciting brand of football. We're very competitive. Now let's have that competitive maturity to win those close ball games and take that next step.
And it does sound like as you went through your roster, it sounds like you have a nice returning roster, and then you're pretty excited about who you've brought in new.
Absolutely. I think, you know, being able to have an offseason with a lot of our freshmen and guys that got a lot of experience, whether they were JUCO transfers or not, but they were in our program. But being able to have that offseason with them, helping them in the weight room, even as growing as young men, just, you know, their first offseason in college, I think it was big time. And then being able to get those transfers on campus in the summer to be able to work out and integrate and understand the culture that we're trying to cultivate through the returners, being able to show them that. So that's very important as well.
Yeah, well, it's looking good. You got a lot coming up. We're Adams State Grizzly football is getting ready to get going here in another few weeks. September 7th, they kick off against Western New Mexico at Rex Field. About 3 weeks of practice, they'll be ready to go. We wish you all the luck this year, Coach.
Thank you, man, and I love being here. Appreciate you having me, and can't wait to see you on the sidelines.
I'll be out there definitely rooting for you. Hey, you've been listening to the Valley Pod and our episode with Adams State head football coach Jarrell Harrison. The Grizzlies again open their season on September 7th, 6 o'clock kickoff. The Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the valley.
Hi, I'm Marty Jones, host of the Outdoor Citizen podcast. Join us every other Wednesday as we talk to outdoor enthusiasts, wildlife experts, recreationists, lovers of the outdoors, and people who spend their days and their lives outside. On The Outdoor Citizen, we talk all things outside and outdoors, provide you with the latest data and measurements for water and weather, give you upcoming outdoor events, and keep you up to date on the latest news. The Outdoor Citizen is brought to you by the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, enjoy the out of doors.